At some point, all human beings must face the fact that we are mortal. How we think about death and how we react and respond when others die is one of humanity's central preoccupations. This gallery explores how one culture, the Liangzhu of ancient China, made sense, meaning, and beauty out of death 5,000 years ago. All around you are not tombs or written wills, but instead a beautiful collection of jade amassed by collector and museum founder Charles Lang Freer. Many of the jades here originated in Liangzhu times, the late Neolithic, and they come from prehistoric burials. Charles Freer was ahead of his time in collecting these ancient Chinese jades. He began well before most other Western collectors and museums developed an interest in them. He admired the jades for their subtle color differences, the glassy surfaces, and unique forms. The Liangzhu did not have a system of writing. No records reveal their historic events, religious beliefs, or social order. But a lot can be pieced together about their origins and meanings of their objects. Their culture flourished in a large, fertile region between the modern cities of Shanghai, Hangzhou, and Nanjing. The graves they left behind now function like time capsules, providing archaeological insight into the dynamic character of ancient Chinese civilization during life and after death. It has been surmised that jade jewelry, such as bracelets, pendants, and head ornaments, were worn in rituals and sometimes buried with the dead as forms of protection. But beyond this, many of the functions of jade and its uses remain a mystery.